Bechavod. With your permission, this week's parasha, parashat Baal Otcha. My Torah tells us a story about Miriam and Aharon. We're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. Hello, Gambanu Diber Hashem. Says the Gemara, the explanation that Miriam chatted with Aaron and she said to Aaron, how come Moshe Rabbeinu does not go home? And every time he stays next to the Mishkan, he got a wife. He wants to separate himself from his wife. Why? We also are prophets. And we live with our spouse. Says the Torah that the Kadosh Baruch Hu arrived and called Aaron, Miriam, and Moshe inside Mishkan, inside Beit HaMikdash. And then, after all of them arrived, then Hashem told Miriam and Aaron, you come outside. So Hashem wants to speak to them. So why first Hashem tells everybody to come inside, and then Hashem tells them, go outside. They were outside, and Hashem wants to speak to them. Hashem calls all three of them to go inside the Mishkan, and then he tells two of them, come out. Then Hashem speaks to them and tells them, how come you want the faith to speak about Moshe? I wrote him the Avdi be Moshe, my slave, Moshe, a man, trusted. He is different than all the other prophets. Peel, peel, the Berba, my revelation of Chidot, Tmunat Hashem Yabit. I speak to Moshe Rabbeinu mouth to mouth. He sees a vision of me. So what you say that how come Moshe doesn't go home? Forget about it. He had no right to speak about Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Rosh says Hashem was very upset and he left so cold, and all of a sudden Aaron sees Miriam his tzara'at. So Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was there, and Aaron asked Moshe, please pray for Miriam. And Moshe Rabbeinu prayed for Miriam, but still, since she got the tzara'at, those white spots, she has now to be expelled out of the camp, out of the community. So Hashem tells Moshe, listen, if her father would have spit at her. It means to embarrass her. And a regular person, the father would have done to the daughter, that how come you said such a bad thing? So the Torah uses this kind of a statement from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that if father would have spit at his daughter, so the daughter would be embarrassed 7 days. Kal vachomer l'shechina, and say, listen, I'm very upset at her. Let her stay outside the camp, outside the community for 7 days. Likewise, the halacha of Metzorah, after the Metzorah was cleaned from the white spot, still he has to stay outside. Metzorah mishulach mishalosh. Last week, parasha, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Shalchu min ha'machaneh kol tzoro v'chol zav v'chol damei l'nefesh." Somebody speaks lashon hara. Somebody has a white spot. It's worse than anything else. He has to be expelled outside the city, outside the camp, completely, until he's healed. And after he's healed, there needs to be sacrifices. Even though the white spot disappeared, doesn't matter. You have to still be outside. Hashem tells Moshe, "That's what's going to be." And Miriam has to be expelled out of the community, out of the camp, 7 days. V'acharta Yasef, then she can come back. Amon Asad Yasef Miriam. And then the nation did not go. They waited. They waited to Eretz Yisrael before they sent the spies. They were on the edge, so-called, of coming to Eretz Yisrael. Everybody's waiting for Miriam for 7 days. Story. The Torah says, according to some Chachamim, Mitzvat Asi, זכור את אשר עשה השם אלוקיך לנו ים בדרך וצאתכם ממצרים, מחלוקת בין ראשונים, לספון על סיכסן ומצוות ומצוות, remember what happened to him in the air. Excuse me. What do you mean I have to remember what happened to him? Everybody knows. She said, לשון הרע אמרת משה רבנו, אמרת משה רבנו. סורן סמיצרה, לא תלך אחיו בעמך. Here come Hashem and says, the special mitzvah in the Torah, one of the zechirot, one of the things that we remember, according to some chachamim, is the writer. Every day you have to remember it. Remember. You have to remember Amalek, you have to remember the day we stood in Har Sinai, you have to remember what happened to Miriam. Why Hashem wants to remember what happened to Miriam? What did that make what happened to Miriam? There's a lot of things in the desert happened. Hashem did not say, remember what happened to Korach. Remember what happened to the Meraglim. Remember what happened to Mitonenim. Remember what happened to Kibbutz HaTa'avah. It's constantly, all the time. In the desert, things happen. So this is one of them. So big deal, Miriam spoke, okay, so. It was nice and it's not right, so. Okay, so. Moshe Rabbeinu hit that rock and said to it, and it doesn't say in the Torah that you have to remember. Remember what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu? He hit the rock. Remember what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu? Who has such a thing that you have to remember something? What's so important about it? The Torah says you have to remember it. The Lashon Hara business, really, first of all, the language is Lashon Hara, when translated to English, is the bad tongue. The bad tongue. Lashon Hara. The correct grammar should have been Lashon Ra. Bad tongue. I don't know what has to be the tongue. Should have been maybe mouth. Pera. This is Lashon Hara. There, what means there? Means something that you know already. I mean, who is this? The bad one. And actually, the question is, what's so bad about it? What's so bad? So the Navi says, the Gemara says, Meloshni basetereu oto asmit. Karto David HaMelech. The Gemara said, David HaMelech writes in Tehillim. He said, Lashon Hara, Hashem is going to kill you. Hashem is going to kill you. Why? What did they do? Spoke Lashon Hara. Okay, so I don't say it's not nice. Okay, so that, what is this? He didn't kill nobody, he didn't do Avodah Zarah, he didn't do any bad thing, he didn't do something bad on Shabbat. He said something about somebody. Okay, so for this, a death penalty, which Chafetz Chaim in his book, Shmirat HaLashon, says how many sins a person commits when he does speak Lashon Hara. But so, what does Hashem want from you? So he said something about somebody, he went someplace, he did something, and it's not, it's not my business, okay. But how bad it is? How bad it is? Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara. How bad Lashon Hara? Come to Gemara, the Mishnah in Masechet Yerachim tells you how bad it is. Somebody will ask you, what's worse, Lashon Hara or Golden Calf? Imagine we were under Har Sinai. Gemara says it's the worst thing in the world. The fire was still under Har Sinai. And we don't stay. And made the golden calf and said, this is God. And this Hashem waved it. Moshe prayed to Hashem, Hashem waved it. And here, Hashem did not wave it. Miriam got Sarat right away. Because Moshe screamed so much to Hashem, Hashem so-called healed her. She was outside the camp. And here comes the Gemara and says, look what happened. Next parasha, parashat Shlach. The spies that Moshe Rabbeinu sent to Eretz Israel came back and they said, we don't like the country so much. And then Hashem said, you want to know something? You're all going to die in the desert. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, 9 tests, so-called Hashem tested us. We tested Hashem in the desert. Golden calf, water, complaining, endless complaints. Hashem just waited. We came to Lashon Hara. That the Meraglim, the spies, said about Israel, says the Mishnah in Erachim, Lo nechtam gzar abotenu, gzar din al abotenu, al Lashon Hara. Says, so you know what happened? 600,000 people died in the desert. You know why they died? Lashon Hara. No golden calf, no other things. What happened? What's the big deal? So they say that Israel is not so bad. So, okay, so for this, says the Mishnah, you didn't go to Israel, you're going to die in the desert. See how powerful is the sin of Lashon Hara. Says the question again, what is it all about? What is it so bad, Lashon Hara?
It's nothing. So I said something bad to him. I said, okay, fine.
It's not right. Okay, fine. So to David HaMelech, David HaMelech says he's going to die. That's why they died in the desert. I say in the Torah talks about Lashon Hara, really. The Torah said, don't do Lashon Hara. The Torah said, lo telech rachil ba'amecha. Don't walk. So Rashi brings in the Chumash, says, so Rashi says, what do you mean don't walk? Lashon Hara has nothing to do with walk. It can be on the WhatsApp. So Rashi said, you know what it is, Lashon Hara? That people walk. And then they go visit somebody. And then they sit down and they're going to chat, and they're going to speak, and they're going to talk, and they're going to immediately speak Lashon Hara. I said, I don't understand. What has to do with walking? The Torah has to tell you, lo telech rachil ba'amecha, don't walk and say Lashon Hara. What does it have to do? Because you have to say, usually people go. What do you mean people go? Not usually people go. It's a person can just say Lashon Hara, say Lashon Hara on the telephone. But he doesn't have to walk to his friend. Rashi said he walks to his friend and he's going to sit down, he's going to chat, and it's going to lead to Lashon Hara. Gemara said, Malchut Beit David was split. And David HaMelech accepted Lashon Hara from Tziva. From Tziva. After Rav Shalom chased David, David went away. So, Mephibosheth, the son of Shaul, came. And David asked him, where were you? He said, David, it was morning. And this David HaMelech spoke to Tziva. Tziva was his slave. And Tziva said, this guy was against you. He was together with Abshalom. And David says, Ata beTziva techleku ot hasadeh. David HaMelech said, you know what? You and Tziva will be partner. He says, Gemara, David, you accepted Lashon Hara. And you said, what? Shaul's son and his slave will split. Your kingdom is going to be split. So the whole split. You read Sefer Melachim, say, what happens? Look what happened. Rehavam, Yerovam, split. Hundreds of thousands of people were killed. Wars between the Jews. So what? Lashon Hara did it. Lashon Hara, David said Lashon Hara. Very strange. David said Lashon Hara. David HaMelech, what's wrong with you? So it's a book. It's called Sefer Yetzirah. It costs $10. You can buy it in a bookstore. It's called the Book of Creation. It's the book Avraham Avinu wrote, the book. Avraham Avinu writes in his introduction to the Gaon Mivilna's book. He said the Gaon Mivilna, when he was a kid, he created what we call a golem on the floor. Like a person from sand, from soil and water. Made the shape of a person with eyes and everything. His father walked inside the room, asked him, what is this? Who is this on the floor? I said, it's nothing. I just created him. I took the book. My book is Sefer Yetzirah of Avraham Avinu. I created this. So I said, destroy it right away. That entity can get up and fly and can do anything besides talking. He hears, he sees everything. It's called Sefer Yetzirah. Chachamim said, the Gemara said, Chachamim, once we were in the desert, we were hungry. They used Sefer Yetzirah and they made themselves a cow. Gemara and everything. A lot of times people use it. I mean, it's easy to use it. I mean, you can say, you want a Maserati, for example. So you say this and you have a Maserati in front of you. And the problem is there's no brake. So if you drive it, it's all over. You can say you want an airplane. You know, you have to know just the letters. You know, this is the book of. It's called Yetzirah. You know the letter, you say, I need a jet. You have in front of you a jet. Easy. And you fly, but you don't know how to land. It's very dangerous. Some people know. Some people know how to use it. So the Ravad, one of the Rishonim, wrote an explanation on the book. So I want to explain to you what happened, really happened in Gan Eden. And Hashem was so upset, Adam Rishon ate from the tree. Big deal, he ate from the tree. Right. It's not so good. Okay, so Hashem can clear the system, clean the system. Hashem said, don't eat non-kosher food. So the person eats non-kosher food. So Hashem is so upset, he's going to say to the guy, get out of the Gan Eden. So he didn't listen. Okay, he didn't listen. Hashem said, don't eat from the tree, he ate from the tree. Okay, so he did. Hashem said, get out of Gan Eden. Get out of Gan Eden. And 10 curses on him. 10 curses on Chava. 10 curses on the snake. 9 curses on earth. Hashem is furious, death penalty, all the curses, what happened, He disobeyed. Okay, he disobeyed. Okay, the Gemara says, well, it's true. He had one mitzvah, more than one, so it doesn't matter now. But he disobeyed. Okay, what? Hashem Melech HaRachamim. Hashem Melech HaRachamim. And he says, so? He ate. Okay, so? He ate. He says, it was kosher. Okay. Hashem said, don't eat. He ate. Okay, so what? He had Sarah and said, okay, fine, okay. Not in the rule. Says the Ravad in the book of Yetzirah, I tell you what really happened. Since Adam Hashem did not listen to Hashem, actually what he did by not listening, so-called as half rebellion, he destroyed two of Hashem's names. It's one name, it's the one we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time, to call in America Amunai, Aleph, Daled, Nun, and Yud. He says, you know what happened? He destroyed the Daled. And instead of Amunai, Aleph, Daled, Nun, becomes Ani. And read in the Torah all the time, Ani Hashem Elokechem, Ani, 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 should not have been Ani. Should be Aleph, Daled, Nun, and Yud. Amunai. Since he did not listen to Hashem, what's Amunai mean? Amunai means Memester. Your Master said something, you don't listen. It's not you didn't listen to your Master. It means you stripped so-called the authority. Strip the authority, says the Rabbi, it means you destroy the secret. Why the Daled, the letter Daled? He says the letter Daled was so-called destroyed. And now instead of to read Hashem's name, Aleph, Daled, Nun, Nun, Yud, then you read it Ani, Aleph, Nun, Yud. He says, where is the Daled? Destroy it, since you eat. The second name says the Rabbad in Sefer Yetzirah, as Hashem, one of Hashem's name is Shin and Daled and Yud, what we call Shakai. The same thing. This is the name of yourself, the name of purity. And it says, you Adam HaRishon, you did not behave, and your wife did not behave, you destroyed that name as well. But how did you destroy it? Again, the Daled. He destroyed the two Daleds. The Daled from Aleph, Daled Nun and Yud, from Amunai, and the Daled from Shakai, from Shin, and Daled and Yud. So, this was why Hashem was so furious. Not because he ate. Big daily ate. No, it's not eating. It's because he did not behave, and I am the authority. What it means is, you broke so-called authority, you so-called destroyed my two names. Says the Rabbi, you should know the secret, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, the big Daled, Echad. When you say Shema Yisrael, what you think is, that you're going to install back, to repair back the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you have to remind Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hashem is one. You know what Hashem is one? So besides all the other kavanot that you have to have in your heart, you have to have this kavana, you have to run through your brain. Daled, the Daled is a big Daled in the heart. It says Daled, you know this Daled, you have to put back the Daled. But your great-grandfather destroyed, this is your obligation to accept the authority of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as the Mishnah Berurah says that you have to have in mind, I accept the authority of Hashem. Because Shema Yisrael, you have to think for a second. And say, what is it all about? Well, I have to accept now the authority of Hashem. Yeah, I have to accept it. Because it's Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And says, you're going to fix the Daled. That Daled was destroyed then. You're going to fix it now. So here is one Daled. Because I'm missing another one. It says, Sera Barabad, Baruch Shem, Kod Malchuto Leolam Vaed. Again, Daled. Second Daled. Shem Adam Shemel Latotay. The Torah, two Daleds. This is your job. Your first job in your lifetime is so called to repair and put together the names of Hashem. That's the job. Chachamim, okay, so now we have to know what caused that destruction. This is the worst thing in the world. It's called Mechikat Hashem. This is one of the destroy Hashem's name. One of the worst things in the world. What caused it? The Torah will tell you. And maybe with the information, you think a story. The snake in Gan Eden came to Chava and says, hello, madam, how are you doing? How are you? Yeah, you look familiar. Tell me, did Hashem tell you not to eat from the trees? She said, can you eat from the trees? Chatting with her. You have a wife, right? Mrs. Sneaky. What do you want from her? No, she's very pretty. My wife is in this nose job and this job. I need looking at her, she's much nicer. I said, chatting with her, talking to her. Then she said, no, we can't eat from the tree. I said, that tree, yes, that tree, no. I said, no, why? I She said, my husband told me that I'm going to touch her, I'm going to die. So the snake pushed her. Pushed her and touched her. I said, is he not heaven to you? I said, you want to know something? I want to tell you something. You know why Hashem told you not to eat from that? Because he ate from that one and he created this world. And Hashem is afraid of competition. Kol uman zonib domanoto. Says the Gemara, any professional person doesn't like his colleague, his so-called competition. God is afraid of you, his competition. And that made Chava eat from the tree. Yashon Ara about the Kadosh Baruch. So the first sin that occurred in this world is not eating, is accepting Lashon Hara. That was the problem. The snake can speak Lashon Hara. The snake is an animal, it means nothing. But she accepted it. She believed what he said, that Hashem ate from the tree and created this world. And if you're going to eat it, you're going to create someone. And Hashem is very jealous at you because you're going to be like him. He says, please eat, and then you're going to overcome Hashem. This was the problem. That's when she ate, it means strip the authority, destroy the $2. This was the destruction of this world. The destruction came from accepting Lashon Hara. And that Lashon Hara started just, you know, for a regular chat. Hello, how are you? She says, what are you doing? Are you allowed to eat from the trees? And eventually led to that. Comes to Rambam in his commentary. And he says, listen, you should know, me, I've never said Lashon Hara. It's wrong. What you say? She spoke to her brother, says, you know, Moshe doesn't go home. So that's not Lashon Hara. What's Lashon Hara about it? She says, Rambam, it was just chatting. Talking things in it's not necessary to talk. Says, Rambam, let me tell you something. It's called Yishevei Kranot. You sit down with people and start talking. Says, Rambam, eventually, soon, you're going to say Lashon Hara about Rabbanim, Chachamim, and soon against Hashem. I said, Rabbi Rambam, Mechila. My name is Rabbi so-and-so. My name is Miriam Manavia. My name is Aaron HaKohen. What do you mean? I should speak against Rabbanim, and then I should speak against Hashem? So yeah, that's what happened in the desert. That's what happened in Gan Eden. First was a regular discussion, talking, a dialogue between Chava and the snake, and eventually he said something bad about Hashem. Now it's in your system. Everybody of us, Ari says, has a little Cain inside us. Cain was born from the snake and Chava. And Amma, Noah's wife, was the granddaughter of Cain. Who knows Noah's mother, Noah's grandmother? She had nothing to do with Cain. Says Ari, everybody has a little Cain inside. Everybody has something of the Satan of the Yetzirah inside you. The Yetzirah went inside the snake. I says, that's what the problem is. Soon, talking nonsense, you're going to talk something bad about somebody, and then you're going to talk about the Chachamim, and then you can talk against Hashem. So how do you know? Look next week's parasha. Next week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu sent the 12 biggest rabbis. Go, spy on Israel. They come back, 10 of them. Say, no, Israel is not so good. Then they said, Chazaku Mimenu. Then they say, we think the people in Eretz Israel, the giants, are stronger than Hashem. What? You say something stronger than Hashem? You, Rabbi, you're the one that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to send you to Eretz Israel? Look what happened to you. It happened to me, nothing. Continuation of the snake. As the Gemara says, you know, when Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu to send spies to Eretz Israel, Hashem said, I can't answer you. Says the Gemara, Hashem waited after the episode with Miriam to show everybody what it means that you can fall in a trap very easily. It doesn't matter how high you are, can be Aaron, can be Miriam, can be the 12 biggest Chachamim that Moshe is going to send to Israel. It's going to happen to you. Soon you're going to say, Kfira Hashem. You say, Hashem is not as strong. There are some entities stronger than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, how did he get this? Right from the snake. The snake. He told Chava this. If you get it from the tree, you're going to be at least as strong as Hashem. And Hashem is afraid of him. That led, so-called, for the destructions of Hashem's two names, Amunai and Shakai, and the two Dalet were destroyed. This is the worst thing in the world, to destroy Hashem's name. So-called, to separate Hashem's name. It's the Dalet's in the middle. So, now, you separate Hashem. מייחס זאת לשון הרע הזו לברות חכמים זה. רבי דמי לרסה, דספיק לשון הרע, השם יש גני כל יו, השם יש גני כל מי, because so called you killed Hashem, you destroy his name. It's מידה כנגד מידה, it's not a punishment, whatever you do, it's a mirror effect. You do to Hashem, Hashem is going to do to you. You do רחום וחנון, Hashem is רחום וחנון to you, says Barry. You can ask Hashem, be רחום וחנון to me, and you not רחום וחנון. Hashem is a mirror effect, whatever you do, he's going to do. So what did you do? You destroy Hashem's name. You destroy Hashem, Hashem is going to destroy you. What did you do? You separate yourself from Hashem. Hashem is going to separate you from the community. And that really was called Lashon Hara. The bad tongue. Who is the bad? Says the Gemara, the Yetzer Hara, the Satan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kra'o Ra. Says the Gemara, Hashem calls the Satan Ra. Mikshol. Yura. It says Lashon Hara, the tongue. Says the Gemara, the power of the snake is the tongue. My tol lebal Lashon. It's called Lashon Hara. And then it's a pera, lashon. But what has to do with the tongue? Because the snake, the main thing, the way he was able to do, is to commit it with his tongue. Ma'itron lebal lashon. It says this called lashon hara, the tongue of the bad one, the bad one. This is the Satan. This is Yetzirah. And let's Chachamim say, you know, Akadosh Baruch Hu wants you to remember what happened to Miriam in the desert. What happened to Miriam in the desert? No. Not that she had a white spot. No. What happened? The Rambam said she didn't even say Lashon Hara. It was not Lashon Hara. It was chatting about Moshe Rabbeinu. Says that, what are you chatting? What are you chatting for? It's not your business. What's your business if your brother goes home? What's your business? He says that might lead to what happened in Gan Eden with the snake. That's what Hashem was so afraid. That's why Hashem told them first, you come inside the Mishkan, and the Zohar says the Mishkan was like Gan Eden. Moshe and Aaron and Miriam went inside. Then Hashem told. I'm kidding outside. Some light. Hashem told Adam HaShem, get out of Gan Eden. He says, get out. Why should you get out? Because you chased me out. He says, the Gemara, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not in Gan Eden anymore. Hashem wanted to be in Gan Eden. What happened? Because Adam HaShem destroyed his death. Hashem left. Says the Gemara, Chatzot HaLayla. That's how powerful Tikkun Chatzot is. Hashem comes to Gan Eden every midnight. So where is Hashem all the time? So he's wandering around the world. He doesn't even go upstairs to his Beit HaMikdash, says the Gemara. And what is your problem? The problem is destruction of Hashem's name. That's your problem. He says, the problem is that you separated Hashem's name from himself. The problem is you chased HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of Gan Eden. And therefore, Chachamim say, the guy that has Tzaraat Metzorah has a white spot, get him out of the camp, get him out of the community. So what is this? Midah kenek midah. What did he do? I said, when you say Lashon Hara, you are continuing the sin of our grandfather, mankind. What did he do? Destroying Hashem's name. What did he do? Send Hashem out of Gan Eden. The Torah talks about, after the eighth, the fruit, so after the rice is finished, it says, the her, Gashmu, it called Hashem, like, mithalech, bagan, leruach hayom. Here Hashem walks. What do you mean Hashem walks? What does that mean, Hashem walks? Hashem walks? So Torah says Hashem mithalech. What does that mean? That Hashem is about so-called to leave Gan Eden. That's called lo telech rachil be'amecha. The Torah says Lashon Hara has to do with walking. Walking, what has to do with walking? It's to do with my mouth. You understand? Rashi said, listen, you're going to go to visit somebody, you're going to sit down over there, you're going to talk over there, and eventually you're going to talk Lashon Hara. So what is it walking about? I said, look, this is so called HaKadosh Baruch Hu was walking in Gan Eden. Walking is the problem. Remember? The walking is the problem. Hashem walked himself out of Gan Eden. That's what Chachamim said. This is what Malchut Beit David was split. Because David HaMelech accepted Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara. What's Lashon Hara? When somebody said something, all of it, understand? It's called destroying Hashem's name. So the whole Shema Israel is the opposite. Says the Gemara, I want to tell you a secret, says the Gemara. Well, it says Hashem's name, Hashem put it on our body. On the nose of a person is a shin. On the hand of the person is a dalit. And the Brit Milah is a yud. That's what the Gemara says. I understand why we have shin on our tefillin on the top. Well, where was she? or a chin has to do with anything. It says, "Tetafot ben yenecha." You have to put the tefillin right in the middle. The nose has to be in the middle of the tefillin. Why? Why has to be in the middle? Ben yenecha. What ben yenecha? Why Hashem said? I says the moach. What do you mean moach? The moach is here. You have three mochot. You have another two over there. No. On the nose. The Gemara says Hashem so-called stamped the shin. Actually, you can see it sometimes. So you can see a shin on the person's nose. I says that's why on the hand we have the tefillin, because on the hand is a dalet. So in the tefillin we have dalet. Next to the box we have dalet. I says that, or that's the name shin and dalet. The new that was destroyed, that Hashem gave us the mitzvah of tefillin, so called, that we have to remember. You have to remember all the time, so called, before you put tefillin. If you say the Shem Yichud, say Yiratzon. It says over there, the Shabbat Machshavot Libenu. It says we want to so called to be the slave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, what is it all about? What's it all about? It says, what's all about? He says, because you understand. That name is a protection. That name was destroyed by Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden. Hashem gave us that tefillin. He came out of Egypt. Hashem told Moshe, you know, it's a special mitzvah. Tefillin is how important the mitzvah is. You have to have this kavanah. Tefillin protects us. It's not just to put tefillin in and out. You have to have the kavana. The tefillin is a major, major energy to the person, so-called, not to do again things that chas v'shalom, the dalet is going to be destroyed. This is why it says also, miyad, after in Shema Yisrael, we say, "Ukshatam not oliyadecha, tefu beninecha, tefutavtam al mezuzot b'techa b'sharecha," it says, write the mezuzah. And the mezuzah from outside, you write this name, Shin, and Dalet and Yod. He said, what is this? He says, Ramam, you leave the house, put your hand on the mezuzah. You have to kiss it. You have to put your hand. He says, Ramam, what? Remember Hashem. What do you want to remember? I want you to remember that don't destroy Hashem's name. Don't destroy it. The job on this world is to reconnect Hashem's name. And that's what Hashem is so upset about Lashon Hara. That's what Chachamim said, that Hashem answered Moshe Rabbeinu about sending the spies after the episode of Miriam. He says, maybe those 12 people will see, says the Gemara, what happened to Miriam, and they will think twice when they come back. He says, watch every word coming from your mouth. Soon you're going to see something against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Rambam writes in his commentary. Remember, you sit down in Moshe Rabbeinu, you sit down, you have nothing to do, you talk, don't talk nothing. In 1 second, you confirm HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, what happened? Because we have our snake. Inside us is part of the original snake, part of the Yetzirah, al Maftechot Halev, sits inside us and says, this is our job. This is what Rav wrote the story about Moshe and Aaron and Miriam, is a message for us, what is our job in this world. This is what Kavanah, Rav says, Shema Yisrael, you have to have it in mind, 100%. I want to fix Hashem's name, the Mashiach will come up.
Amen.